The state of Alaska has honored a Petersburg attorney for his volunteer legal work on behalf of domestic violence victims. John Hoag received an award from Alaska Attorney General Dan Sullivan during a ceremony in Anchorage last week, marking Domestic Violence Awareness Month. KFSK's Joe Wicknicki reports.
The award is the first annual Attorney General's Award for pro bono service, and it recognizes legal work that Hoag has done on a volunteer basis over the past 3 years. In making the presentation, the Attorney General Sullivan said legal representation for victims is a key factor in bringing down the epidemic levels of domestic violence and sexual assault in the state. Hoag says the honor was a surprise.
I had no idea that they even gave out such an award, so that was all of a surprise to me.
The 63-year-old has been practicing law in Oregon for over 3 decades. He still does some work there, but spends part of his year at a new home in Petersburg.
Most attorneys do a lot of volunteer work, some of which they, you know, get no publicity for. I've spent, you know, a good number of years giving advice to people as needed. And when we were moving up to Alaska, I received an email from the whole state bar asking for volunteers in this area, and I responded and said, you're going to have to train me, but if you know this, the program was willing to do that, I'd be willing to volunteer.
Hoag's career has focused on negotiating law enforcement labor agreements, and he received training for the volunteer domestic violence work from the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. That organization's pro bono project has had over 2,000 people apply for direct legal assistance and around 300 attorneys offering legal help since it started up back in 1999. The project's supervising attorney, Christine McLeod-Pate, says the legal volunteer work is critical.
Many of the clients who come to us are in desperate situations. They are all victims of domestic violence and or sexual assault, and many of them are facing serious issues in court, whether it is the potential loss of their children, they're fighting for custody of their children and access to their children, or financial issues such as child support and spousal support, which will be important to them being able to break out of the cycle of violence that they're in.
Hoag has taken on more than 7 cases for the network, including one client whose husband appealed a court's ruling on the couple's divorce to the state Supreme Court. McLeod-Pate praises Hoag's work.
Came in and just has taken case after case and is a really tenacious and committed attorney to his clients. We're really lucky to have him. It's wonderful that the governor is highlighting people who have been working in the trenches, such as John, for many years on this issue, and we appreciate the governor's support and the AG's support in recognizing wonderful volunteers like John.
Besides the legal representation in court, Hoag has also put on a workshop in Petersburg on filling out a petition for protective orders. He volunteers with the local victims advocacy group Women's Aid in Violent Emergencies. WAVE board member Kathy Bracken says Hoag is dedicated and his expertise is important for the organization.
We're all volunteers. He's a volunteer, but we are. But this is his being an attorney. That's his profession. And we're retired teachers, retired public health nurses, and just people who have other jobs. And this we fill our time with this. It's obvious that he knows the law and he can cite all of the correct numbers and he knows the paperwork and everything. And so having a professional it's a whole world of difference.
Victims who need pro bono representation can get connected with an attorney like Hoag through groups like WAVE, and it's work that Hoag says he'll continue doing.
It's something that I certainly urge other attorneys to think about doing. The Network on Domestic Violence provided excellent training and resources for me, or otherwise I wouldn't have done this because it's a whole new area of law for me.
A recent survey released by the University of Alaska Anchorage Justice Center estimated about 1 in every 2 adult women in Alaska has experienced threats or physical violence by their partner. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.